This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite cartoon shows growing up, because we said I'm a 30s, right?
Yeah.
And what I liked about this cartoon, the guy never had no engine in his car.
Fair.
The car moved with just his feet.
Yeah.
Flintstones.
His name's Fred.
Yeah, very good.
Midfield right now.
Flintstones.
That was your favorite thing about the Flintstones.
That's his engine.
Do you know what my dream is for Filthy? One day that every country has their own version.
Oh, I thought he was going to say get paid.
Who's just calling me with that said? Hello. If every country had their own Filthy, hello, could my franchise it?
Yeah, we should license Filthy out to different territories.
That'd be sick.
Scotland?
Franchise. Talk about franchise, I'm hungry.
Give us a Scottish... Welcome to Filthy at Five.
Scottish! Welcome to Filthy at Five.
That's Irish.
Irish is you. Come here, I'll fight you. Come here. That's
why
Irish.
Why has it got to be about fighting?
Because that's our national sport.
Smart.
Spartacus.
You've got hiccups 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. That's crazy.
Mark, you're a well-travelled man. Can you give us an Australian welcome to Filthy at Five?
Good day, mate. Put another shrimp on a barbie. This is Filthy at Five, and, you know, we're just here with the ruse.
Irish, it's all Irish.
This is racist.
That's Scouse.
Why is that racist?
Can I get some scrap?
Ethnic banter, man.
Ethnic banter is not good, innit? Say no to ethnic banter.
Give us a Jamaican welcome to Filthy at Five.
Welcome to Filthy at Five.
The worst one.
Jamaicans ain't got deep voices, bro.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu, exactly. That's
welcome to Filthy at Five.
Welcome to Filthy. Welcome to Filthy at Five.
What's that?
That's a Jamaican accent now.
Oh, okay.
You gotta put your voice squeaky.
Yo, which part were they Filthy at Five?
You've been to Jamaica. You've been to Jamaica more recently than
me. Oh,
for real? I was in there like swimwear. 2727 Pier 1, Mandeville, living. Country boy. I'm a country boy. Trust me, you don't know this. I'm from Mandeville.
What was he doing in Mandeville?
I'm a country boy. My ex was from there. I was trying to rekindle it.
I hear it.
I'm going on Uber East. I'm hungry. I'm starving. Is anyone hungry?
What, you're buying?
No way, we don't get paid. Come on,
you
bro.
You know that Just Eat voucher that you've been staring at?
That's it. What, yeah. Is it still there? Yeah?
I tried it the other day.
It's you're expired. Frugal. You're frugal.
I've never used Just Eat before, and I was like, let's give this a go.
Just Eat. Anyone that uses Just Eat, they're using it for needs to Saturn, bro.
Wait, you know who you are. I'm not going to say no name. I don't want to bear your business, but you use Just Eat.
Man and
cocks.
Man and that eats Just Eats, yeah, is scary.
Yeah, that's low.
What crowd? What should I eat right now on Uber Eats? Let me know. Thank you. Let me know in the comments.
Imagine that. Oh, you're here.
He's creaming himself.
It's vitamin C from Stormzy.
Why would you spray it in your beard?
From Stormzy. Yeah, Stormzy got his own vitamin C.
Yeah, you could see it, but you can't touch it.
Vitamin D from Stormzy.
So interesting. Just so you know, when you go Holland and Barrett or any super drugs, this is basically not on the shelf. It's run out. There's a big demand for vitamin C spray.
And that's Stormzy's.
Yeah, I saw Stormzy spraying it.
You could have got it from Thing.
Where?
You could have got it from the earth.
You just look at the sun.
That's vitamin D. Lumos has got that, but it's CMOS.
CMOS has got beer things.
Infused with Stormzy's essence.
Yeah, man. That's why Miles don't use it.
Hopefully they took that essence from before the last album, like way back.
There's a brown eagle in Shoreditch.
What? Is there? No way.
Apparently, yeah.
Nah, you need to redo your address.
Come here.
Nah, I've redone it. It says brown eagle Shoreditch.
Brother, your hiccups is big man thing. I'm gonna punch you up. Sort your hiccups now. You got 5 seconds.
Well, look at your tank top, bro. Why is there so much space?
It's Carzola, bro. Number 19. It's Carzola. What are you talking about?
Why is there so much space between your armpits and the end of the shirt?
It's not a basketball top.
It's not a basketball. I've never seen Santi Cazorla play basketball.
Yeah, but it's just got his number on it.
That's it. Who else was number 19 if you know ball? Number 19.
Mason Mount. Mason Mount. Now give me one more.
Cool. Decore.
Decore is not number 19, bro.
He got you.
He was. What? He is number 19.
He's not number 19, bro.
Yes, he is. Which Decore are you talking about?
For real. I didn't tell you which one.
So what Decore is
shut
talking
up.
About?
I didn't
There's
tell
about
you
100 Decores. One of them is 19.
Right, who? What Decore?
Abdullahi.
Whatever one Abdullahi. You wanted to be.
No, give me a first name now.
Did you give me a first name?
Mason.
No.
So Mason Mount.
It's too late. It's too late. The exams, the papers are closed.
So check or Abdullahi. One of them is 19.
No, he doesn't know. PK doesn't know bull like that.
I think Czech is.
No, he's 28.
PK doesn't know bull like that. I'm telling you.
I know bull, bro. I just act oblivious.
Ah, so Specs, fizz the bull at him now. Fizz it.
Fizz the bull. Okay, you know bull challenge, yeah?
Brother, you can't fizz it at me, bro. Because the exam.
He's already arguing. Bro, because I'm out.
How can you make me sit an exam and I'm not in the examining hall? I'm out of there already, bro.
Quickly, you don't know bull challenge. Get him.
Who is number. He's trying to laugh out at it.
What do you find?
It's a notification that you can't see what it says.
No, I
you
saw it, bro.
What did it say? What
I got laser vision.
It says notification.
Bro, and I opened my eyes and the phone unlocked.
What did it say?
What did it say?
Bro, I'm not a snitch, boy. But let's introduce the panel.
You don't know bull challenge, quick.
What do you mean? We're talking about other things, bro. We're talking about other things. I'm talking about get him. Hey, so what? Yo, you send that. Hey, so, hey, Tico, yeah,
send
me that.
I'll be sending that. I'm going to ask the question.
How cool. Hey, get him. Come on, get me.
Who's number six for Arsenal?
Number six?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Oh, yo.
I'm number dyslexic.
Okay.
So when I see the number, I see six, and then sometimes it'll disappear.
Okay.
So I don't remember.
So give it a good guess.
Give it a guess.
Thomas Partey.
Close.
That was very close. We'll give you one more.
Cool. Lenny.
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 Lenny. It's Lenny.
Who?
Correct.
Who was Lenny?
That's Lenny. What they, guess what they call Gabriel. Lenny.
Is it? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
It's Gabriel, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lenny.
You know how many times in my ear? Gabriel. All right.
I don't know how you don't remember numbers, though. I don't even know my number.
It's football manager. That's why, honestly, it's football manager.
Football manager.
Submit numbers.
Football manager.
Before the start of the season.
You got to be able to remember numbers, man.
Nah.
Like, you're getting paid zero. No, we're going to do. We're going to end that joke.
But even like when my manager said to me, pick up number 9 or something in a corner, I always be like, oh, who was I meant to? I always ask the goalkeeper because the goalkeeper will always know who people are picking up. I be like, who was I meant to pick up? Because I never remember. Even I remember, I forgot to stop my hiccups.
You got big problems. You can't remember a single digit number,
bro.
In a match.
Well, I've got other things to worry about. Close control.
Today, boys, we are going to be celebrating some important people in this country. You might see them in Trent Park. Dressed in all white, listening to garage music.
That's facts.
With a cold.
If not, they're wearing cords.
Facts.
In wine bars.
Speak your truth.
Listening to Bashman.
Amen.
They might have flyers on their Snapchat
at 1 p.m.
They might lose their glasses in festivals.
They might lose their glasses in festivals. They have flyers on their Snapchat. Today, boys, we're going to be celebrating the over 30s.
They love to take it from the back.
I mean,
Lumos.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Lumos. Are you?
Lumos.
What's your story?
Are you over 30? I'm older than Jordy and younger than Dazza.
That's a big spectrum. That is.
That doesn't make you under 40.
That is ADHD and that is non-speaking.
So you're over 35.
We'll leave it there.
You're over 35 then. That's what you just said.
Yeah,
you're
literally,
over 35.
That's what you said. We're going to be drafting only players over the age of 30 years old in the Premier League currently.
Oh, what? So I can't get Rooney in that?
No.
You can't.
What do you mean? Everyone's going to be over 30 at some point.
Did he just say Rooney? All right, let's change it. Let's do over 40s.
I don't know how many of them. But I don't think there are any over 40s in the Premier.
He's younger than Ronaldo, Rooney.
Rooney retired early, boy.
Rooney's 36 now. Probably turning 37.
And yeah, a lot of players will have left their clubs. I've tried not to think about players that got relegated this year, even though some of the players who got relegated this year are going to be back in the Premier League. I don't know why you don't understand how microphones work.
Are we the same religion? Are we the same religion?
Probably, ultimately.
Do you believe Jesus is the Son of God?
Do you believe Jesus is the
don't,
Son
because
of
this is going to get in my family group chat. So everyone stop now.
And before we do that, we are going to introduce the panel from my left to my right. His name's Jordy, not Jordan. He's got new music out today.
Today, yeah?
Well, yesterday. The day before. But it's out today.
Yeah, too much out now, man. Featuring Louis Ray.
Louis Ray from Western.
Louis Ray from Western.
Swear down.
He gave me a super duper hook, you know. I'm not going to lie to you.
Can you afford the rest of them?
It's steep. And I've actually got like Louis is actually my guy.
So what are you trying to say?
Well, I don't know Haile and Ako as well as I know Louis.
Okay, fair.
Stop trying to stir up beef, man. This is what I mean about you lot.
Swear. Anyway, Jordy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
The Love Ting, new episodes on your channel, YouTube, every week.
I mean, by the time this comes out, it might have been Specs.
Okay.
Specs episode might come out.
Love. You know, I've basically been in love for the longest on Phil Fellows. Maybe even on YouTube.
Well, you
there's nobody that's near me. Everyone got kicked out.
What about Rory Jennings?
There's no way he's done the years I've done.
Lumos, okay. I would like you to come on the show.
Okay.
How? He got dumped. What are you talking about?
Who dumped him?
Wait, next we're going to ask him. Next on the panel, he got dumped.
What's his name?
His name's Lumos. Lumos 7.
My name's Lumos.
Do you want to talk about your breakup?
No.
What? That's the show.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. It's still lingering like that.
No. I just didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, but we are in a safe space.
Was you hurt?
Yeah.
Yeah, you listen to Kid Cudi a lot.
Have you ever been dumped? I've never been dumped, you know.
The crowd would love to know like something about you to warm to you because they keep calling you like a bench warmer.
I've been warming the bench.
Well, so who's been dumped here? Hands up.
It depends on what you define as being dumped.
Have you been dumped?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Never, ever.
Tigo's never been dumped.
Never.
Why? Never. You're stubborn. Of course you've been dumped.
Nah, maybe I just didn't notice that she stopped phoning.
He's not romantic, man.
Babe, man. My kind of dump is I wanted to be dumped.
No, can we please direct all attention back on Marcus? Marcus, the crowd would like to get to know you a little bit better. A personal anecdote about being dumped would be terrific right now. Give us three details.
Did you cry?
Yeah. Not.
Hey!
Just be honest, bro. I didn't.
No.
I wasn't crying in the conversation.
Let me just say what you told me. Yeah, I said, "Did you cry?" You said, "No, yeah, not when it happened."
Yeah.
When did you cry?
Not in my own time.
Delayed
when
reaction.
When having a conversation is what I'm saying.
Oh, delayed.
Yeah. CTE.
Oh, that bunny.
You got dumped in person.
Yeah.
She done the courtesy.
How did you know it was coming? Did she say we need to talk?
The writing was kind of on the wall.
So why did you go link her?
We lived together.
You don't get it. The writing was on the wall. He walked in the house and it said, dumped.
Yeah.
All right, so watch this now.
Wait. Lumos lived with a girl.
I know. Okay, this is news to me. When you got dumped, did you live together after?
No.
You moved out straight away.
It's my yard. What are you talking about?
She dumped you and left.
She found a bigger yard.
Oh, she's a G.
She's a G, man.
Are you going to tell them why?
Man drank the whole gallon of water.
He's parched.
I'm Lumos.
No. Wait, is it the... Because you don't bath a lot, that one.
I just move up, bruv.
Next on the panel, he's still scouring Uber Eats, looking for something to Uber eat. He will take your suggestions if you leave in the comments what he should be ordering from the East London area around Shoreditch, I'd say. It's safe.
Nah, we're not there because I don't want no one coming from Marks.
Yeah, we moved to South. we moved to South.
Well, no, we're definitely in Shoreditch.
No, we're in Eltham now.
Okay.
What can
Eltham,
I eat,
where's
though?
That?
South, no?
Shut up, man. You lot piss me off with your South London takes.
That's kind of
Eltham.
What's Eltham and South, no?
Shut up, man.
All right, cool.
I'm feeling meaty.
Mugs, Eltham.
Pause.
Eltham, not South.
Yeah, that's sad.
What is Eltham?
Eltham is South, bro.
Where?
It's one of them places where like Stephen Lawrence and that like had the thing.
It's near like
the racist area.
I was there the other day, man. It was just, it's by Dartford.
It's racist.
Not South. It's Dartford. Dartford.
Eltham. What's that other?
Get out of here,
Eton,
man.
Eton, Welling.
Yes,
Lay,
cool.
Let me know
not
in the
south.
Comments if Eltham is South.
Yeah, cool. Not South. Not South. On your way to Gatwick. From where?
From the ends.
On the M25. Osterley. Is Osterley South?
What is Osterley?
Osterley's West. That's near Heathrow.
Yeah, I do know what Osterley is, yeah. Anyway, PK Humble, PK Humble.
I'm starving like Marvin. I'm hungry.
Now, why is he now? He's put down one phone, giving it to Margs. It's his intro time, and he's managed to pick up another phone.
Well, I got four phones, bro. I'm a businessman.
That's not because you're a businessman.
I'm a businessman. How much money you got in your pocket right now?
None.
Oh, mate, don't embarrass me.
None.
How much money you got in your pocket right now?
But I gave you that for Filthy today.
No, this was last week's money. Give me my money for this week.
Episode 2. Money now.
I want it now. Or I'm going to start threatening people. I'm going to send some threatening emails.
All right, PK Humble, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What is going on now? That's what they do to dead people.
Hey, didn't your mum ever tell you don't put money on your face?
Yeah, she said it's dirty.
Because you don't know where it's been.
But all the money I get is dirty money now, baby. And she takes it.
Dirty money, dirty money.
What tune is that? Diddy Dirty Money.
Next on the panel, he's been on his phone the whole show, despite having only guys in all white to talk to.
Treasure Map Vest.
That's not white, that's off-white. That's Virgil made that.
Treasure Map Vest.
That's one too many washing machines.
His name's Spex Gonzalez. Sorry.
You know what I was doing.
No, I don't.
I was doing a bit of homework.
Oh, really? You're researching?
Of course. I take this stuff very seriously. Guys, thank you for having me.
Send a message just for the 30 pluses.
Huh? Yeah, 30 pluses, man. Stop complaining, man. Enough's enough.
Anyway, welcome to the show, Specs.
Thank you for coming, Tigo.
And last but not least, he doesn't fit into the classic 30 plus category of dressing up in all white, drinking out of plastic cups in Trent Park, listening to house music.
Nah.
He's a different breed. He likes to drink fine wine and glaze medium rare steaks.
Have you got a polo shirt and shorts cord?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It resembles one, but it's not that.
You have one, but to be fair to it was from a branded job you were doing last year. So it's fine. And you probably gave it away, actually.
Facts as well. But you know what they say, man. Bury me in a Stratford then. 30 plus only.
You're lagging. What's going on? What's going on?
The Premier League is very young. It might be younger than it's ever been. I don't know that for sure. I'm just looking for the app Chooseify.
Are we going to be able to fill the teams?
Yes. The research has been done and filling teams is very, 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 very possible. If we get desperate, I can send you some names. But you should know ball. Especially PK.
How many per team?
How many per team?
How many players per team?
Oh, 11, brother. No, it means like how many from the same team.
Oh, from the same team.
Oh. Let's say two. Yeah.
Two.
There's not many teams have more than two 30 pluses.
Nah, there's teams, bro. Nottingham Forest.
All right. Pink is Geordie. Yellow is Margs. Oh, no, it's kind of got the filthy colours on the Chooseify. Where are we going? Where are we going?
Two in a pink, one in a pink.
Two in a Q.
Geordie's got the first pick in our 30 plus Premier League draft.
Not good for me, is it?
Nope. Do you know what I'm going to do?
We need everyone to be contributing. I know this is a lot of research, but if everyone is looking at their phone, we don't have a show.
We don't, for sure.
What this is a marathon, not a sprint.
That is one thing that is true.
We are not playing a final here, because if we do play final, you know this guy's going to drop out. His name's Kevin De Bruyne.
Ooh, so that's rude.
So safe. You didn't surprise me there one bit.
Your vest didn't surprise me.
He's trying to do reverse psychology on you. Don't be fooled.
My vest did surprise you. It's the first time I've ever worn it.
I mean, it didn't surprise me that it was creased and off-white, though.
Well, because it was in my bag. And I sit on a train. And when I sit, the bag hits the seat.
Did you bunk the train?
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You definitely bumped the train.
No, I've been on Phil for 7 years, so the first year I got a bit of money.
I don't believe that. I know them guys there. Cool story, bro.
Lumos, your first round draft pick. Kevin De Bruyne, any more thoughts than...
I just hope we're not playing a final.
That's unnecessary dig.
Treble winner.
He's won many finals.
Treble winner.
I hope it's not a Champions League final.
Hope it's not a Champions League final. Or a World Cup game.
What, does he sit out and cry as well?
Lumos.
Yeah, so my player.
Don't cry.
What?
Sorry, you look like you were having flashbacks.
My player was almost...
That's my war.
I got my war. My player was almost not in his 30s anymore. We came back from the dead. What? Christian Eriksen.
Good pick.
Oh.
How old is he? 30 now. 31, 31?
He's 31, too.
So everyone's going midfielders, yeah? Okay. I see what we're doing here.
Ah.
Tigo from south?
I'm not going midfield.
Tigo from south, where are you going?
I'm going straight up front.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, 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 no.
I'm going straight up front. I'm going with one of my favourite players in the Premier League. Doesn't matter if he's 30 plus or 22. Danny Welbeck. He's
very
ageless. He's found
very
fat
bad.
In his youth.
I've always liked him, you know.
Yeah, but he, bro, that was a full first pick. No one was going to pick him.
Yeah,
I'm building my team.
No, you're rushing.
You worry
though.
About your team. I'm going to build my team.
Yeah, but then your players that you want on your team are going to go. You've been doing this for long enough.
We'll see. You'll see. When you see my team, wait till you see what it looks like.
Cool. Tell me your team now and then I'll tell you.
I don't know how old anyone is.
I told you to get your phone. You're just sitting there looking at me.
Who put water in there?
Who do that?
It's calm, innit?
Who put water in the cup? Who would do that, you know?
It's warm.
It's calm, innit?
PK?
PK so, Humble, your first round draft pick.
He might not be in the Prem for much longer.
Stop hiccuping.
Man says stop hiccuping. If I could stop, I would have stopped time ago. I would have stopped
drink
last week.
Water, bro.
Last week?
Yeah, because I had hiccups last week as well.
What are you doing?
Man's watching Match of the Day. He's watching Match of the Day and asking Gary Lineker.
This is proper the 30 plus episode.
Yeah.
Alan Hansen on his one.
I'm going to go with probably the most prolific striker. That's that age group. Mo Salah.
Great pick.
Wow.
That's a good pick, you know.
Wow.
What do you mean? I always, you know me. In I'm sure he
just turned 30 like yesterday.
It was his birthday. You know, that's how I know. It was his birthday a couple of weeks ago. And I went to the shindig. For Muslim, he had a lot of alcohol there.
He celebrates Christmas. Mm-hmm. He doesn't celebrate Christmas. He observes Christmas. Show some respect.
SG with a G.
Specs Gonzalez, your first pick.
I'm going to pick a player that should be in Saudi Arabia tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Claims that he bought a Lamborghini, but I know it's a rental. And told me I look like I've had a hard life.
Oh, that stuck with you, isn't it?
Oh, of course. It was you too, bro. Mikel Antonio is my striker.
That's a great pick. He's just won a European Cup, scored 14 goals this year.
And that's it.
And he could score 30 at Man City.
He has no chance of being a pundit.
Why?
He just hasn't got the skills, I don't think.
Who do you think will be a pundit? Him or Andy Cole first?
Oh, Andy Cole keeps saying Ross. that's a good question. Who would be a pundit? I'd say maybe KDB out of the players we've picked so far.
No,
that's
chance.
Not the question, but okay.
No, yeah, I'd say KDB. I asked the question, I answered it.
Margs, you've got two picks.
Now the draft started, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well was.
Wait, he's here. He's it.
Last draft we did, Margs had a stupendous performance.
Wow, was draft man.
He woke up the next morning, saw the views, and really was like, wow.
Mizzy.
I did that.
Come on, Mizzy.
All right, then. First round. Because you want first round picks. Show you the highest done. Oh, my God. What happened to Virgil?
Hey, great pick.
Get me.
Fair play.
Virgil van Dijk's 31, man.
Yeah.
That's 30 plus.
I like it.
That's 30
plus. I like it.
Even though he got some disrespect on the last draft.
He did.
From him. Spets Gonzalez.
Did I?
Yeah.
But then you see him and you bred him. Pussy.
Alright, is Ilkay Gundogan over 30?
And he counts, yes.
Has to be.
It's giving me. Giving me.
Great couple giving picks me. There. Couple title winners. Couple
just
big contributors.
Just a couple.
Giving me.
And we're back to Specs, who's going to add to Mikel Antonio.
And obviously, I'm going with speed. And my teams, I don't know flair in my team.
Oh, okay.
No flair.
You'll struggle to find flair in this.
No flair. players that are lucky to make it. That's the 11 I'm going for.
Mm.
So right back, Kyle Walker.
I had him. He was supposed to make it back to me.
See, that's the thing. It's not about just picking players. It's about picking a team because you're managing this team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
no, you're right. Let's see.
Make it hard.
Kyle Walker.
I'm going to change my team now.
Did you see Kyle Walker the other day when Jack Grealish asked Thierry Henry if he'd burn him?
I reckon Walker will lock him up.
Thierry Henry said, yeah, definitely. Walker went, another one.
Another one.
He's done with it.
Another
He's
contender.
Done with it. But PK Humble.
Mr. Lockup.
Your pick.
Well, because we're at right backs, I like this guy. He's a loose screw. He's got low concentration levels. He's a bit of a calamity, but under my management, he will thrive. Serge Aurier.
Great pick.
Is he over 30?
What?
That guy's about 42. He's a dinger. He's a P-reg.
Over 30, yeah?
Now, I'm going to go in midfield for my next pick.
Why didn't you stay at right backs? Because we're all at right backs. We might as well do it.
Because I don't want to.
Yeah, but you said it doesn't matter anyway.
He said, because I don't want to.
I've got my stratagem.
Baddie.
Because I don't want to.
You're a little baddie.
In midfield, joining Danny Welbeck.
In midfield, joining Danny Welbeck.
Jordan LaBille Henderson.
Well, no one's going to pick him. You'll come.
Jordan LaBille Henderson. Hey.
T, we be honest.
To stop him, you know.
Be
my
honest.
Food is going to be 45.
Saudi Arabia tomorrow as well.
No way.
T, Saudi Arabia tomorrow.
No way.
Ask any Liverpool fan.
He's got. They yeah, but him, no, not T, any come Liverpool on, fan. Come on, you've undateable
been,
Liverpool fan.
You've been shrendous, man.
You've been what?
Shrendous.
I don't know what that means. Why are you laughing at Margs?
Because Margs is just not moving or nothing. this is AI. He went to get his phone to charge himself. It's AI.
Yeah, but now I've got to think about my team. He's already knew what he's already doing.
Lumos, your next pick.
Star of South London, Wilfred Zaha.
Great.
You looked
pick.
At my phone.
No, I did not. I looked at my
That's phone. That's why you're smiling
at I looked at my phone.
Yeah.
Would you take him out also now?
Yeah.
He's going to Saudi Arabia.
You're desperate, you know.
Huh?
You're desperate.
You got dumped.
Take him.
Oh, he's going to be, where's matching short suits and where Lister Yardy music in Trent Park? Come on, why would Arsenal take that? What?
I'm going to have to readjust again.
Go on, Jordy, your next pick.
My team's going to be about
Mizzy,
Silk.
Mizzy, 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 Mizzy.
I don't even know what that chant means.
No.
On the left, I'm going Heung-Min Son.
Ooh.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The I don't know if that's good.
What? I looked at your phone. You was going to get Zaha and Son.
No, I just had him on the phone, didn't it? I went for Zaha first.
Right. I got one more pick. And I'm going to pick a man that I will probably get suspended in my campaign.
Hey, one mic, one voice.
Margs, come on. You know how this works. You've been here long enough, man.
Sorry, bro.
Please focus. Right. Defensive midfielder, Casemiro.
Yeah.
Is that a good pick, though?
I said he might get suspended.
Is that really a good pick, though?
Go on, pick it apart, PK.
Because, like, what's he going to do in your midfield? Yeah, because I don't think they're going to get top four.
Shut up, you prick. You know when I see them videos, I get so mad, you know. Yeah. Shut up, you prick.
Such a good impression.
You ready?
Lumos, you're up.
Yeah. Wow us.
Right back.
Wow us.
Kieran Trippier.
Wow. Oh, he's doing well. Wow. He's building a good team here.
Wow. You're looking at my phone, though.
No, I'm not.
All right. I am going to pick another player that I like a lot.
I'm not looking at my phone, lads.
I also hate someone at this table. Not this table. I like PK. The overall tables. So, with that being said, I'm picking Dan Burn.
Now, what did you do that? No, I don't understand.
To annoy you.
What are you getting at that, though? To annoy me, like we had sex yesterday.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
PK Humble.
Dan Burn's 31, you know.
He's kicking on. Tell you that much.
PK, you got Serge Aurier and Mohamed Salah. Your right-hand side is sorted.
It is, but my left-hand side is not sorted. But I don't know. Usually plays on the right-hand side, but... Why are you laughing?
Your hiccups is just living with you.
You're going to kick us off Spotify.
Why? Because the hiccups?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mess up the algorithm.
It's messed up the monetization. Come on, man.
We don't get paid anyway. It don't matter. I'm going to put Riyad Mahrez on the left-hand side to just because I don't want no one else to take him. Just because of that reason. Top dick. He probably won't even play on the left.
We'll probably play. Drift. Yeah, him and Salah just argue.
Just argue.
What foot is he?
He's left-footed, Riyad Mahrez. He plays on the right and cuts in on the left. You don't know ball, bro.
Who you got up top?
Huh? I ain't got no one up top, but it don't really matter anyway. Because Riyad Mahrez is going to cut him from the left-hand side onto his left.
It's a throw-in. It's a throw-in, bro.
Bro.
Specs. I'm going to choose. Your next pick is...
Who'd you pick?
Mahrez. Riyad Mahrez. Concentrate.
You lot shouldn't have told him. You lot favour Specs, you know. Yeah, because I've gone on Filthy and I'm seeing, we spoke about this, Jordy. I'm going on Filthy and all I'm seeing is video Specs. It's not Filthy Fellas.
No, this is what I mean about the editors.
Where? What video?
Bro, I go on the page and all I'm seeing is Specs. What the heck?
What page?
The Instagram page. Every single Specs. Ah, what are you thinking this? Shut up, Specs.
He's on one.
Shut up, Specs, man.
Oh, my day.
Placio, bro. All
right, left centre back. I'm going to go with...
I don't know where this guy kicks ball. I saw him at the World Cup.
Jamiroquai.
And he says, y'all, when he tweets. I'm going to go with Tim Ream.
Yeah, he's old.
He could be the oldest man we picked.
I think he probably is. That probably is a goalkeeper.
This age is annoying. There's bare old men who I think are cold and they're just not old enough. Like, they're all 29.
Yeah, there's a lot of 29-year-olds.
Yeah, I've gone like 8 men in a row. They're like all 29.
Harry Kane. Harry Kane's nearly 30. He's at 30 in July.
You know what that means, isn't it?
What?
You like him young.
You what?
What? I never knew that.
Cowards. Who's your next pick, Margs?
Oh, no, bro. Everyone's 29, bro.
Oh, no, bro.
No, okay. All right, who's old? Azpilicueta.
Good, that's a good one.
He's old, right?
Yeah.
All right. Put him on
he's old, right?
Put him on like left or right. I'll just swap him around left or right, fullback. Give him, put him on one of the fullbacks because that's good. He's definitely old. Party. He's not 29.
He is.
I think he's 29. Oh, did he just turn 30?
When? How long ago? A few days. Oh, this week, you know?
Oh, my.
Come on, man. Days. Come on, man. Thomas Partey, bro.
Thomas Partey.
Last week it was.
Thomas Partey.
Tom Partey, you know?
He's Ghanaian, bro.
Specs, you're back up.
Got Tim Ream. I'm going for one of the worst midfielders I'll see live at Tigo's favourite team in Drissi Ghana.
Drissa Gay.
He's shocking, man.
He had that season where he was good, though.
Yeah, he's proven, don't get me wrong, but wow.
But I don't know how he got the PSG move. He's got the same agent as... What's that youth that went Barcelona? He even went PSG as well.
Louis Barry?
No.
Light skin. Bang. Super Moting.
That's the one.
Wait, what? Nah, man, nah. What
is this? Super Moting didn't go
Barcelona. Did you try it? And T, why did you get that?
You see, T knew what I was talking about.
He never been on Barcelona, though.
No, bang. But he still knows what it means.
Yeah. They got the same age. He went from Stoke to PSG, no?
Yeah. And Bayern, yeah.
He's still banging, man.
Yes.
Bang.
PK, your next pick.
I'm going to pick Koufal.
He's definitely old. You cannot tell me
he's not
old.
A right back, though.
Oh, I forgot about Aurier. I thought he got suspended for 3 games. That's why. I forgot that he was still in my dressing room. I'm going to go with... Jose Sa.
How do you know that?
Jose Sa.
How do you know he's over 30? How?
I didn't know that he was over 30. I knew he was old.
So you seen him in Trent Park?
I've seen him with Dazza.
In the cold.
I see him shopping with Dazza. I thought I heard something. I thought that was my food.
My next pick. I'm going with somebody who was a wonder kid to a degree. Actually, I shouldn't say he was a wonder kid, but he was very rated as a youngster and he stayed at that same team for years and years and years and years. No. So in my head, he's been in his 30s since the day he touched Prem, but he's not as old as I thought he was, but he is Lewis Dunk.
Okay.
Lewis Dunk is a good centre back, man.
He is.
He doesn't get his condoms.
He is.
Never heard Lumos say anything about him.
I picked Lewis Dunk once, and you said, why don't you pick Adam Webster?
Adam Webster?
Is that Adam Webster that was at Ipswich Town?
I couldn't tell you. I don't really know Adam Webster's story like that.
Okay, but he's a good centre back though.
Lumos, have you been texting your ex? And when you text your ex, do you text from the Android or the iPhone?
It would be neither because I don't text.
Well, you don't text people?
Ex.
No. Oh. He just pulls up.
Why have you got an Android and an iPhone? Out of curiosity.
I prefer Androids as a general phone, but when you do content creation and use social media, iPhones are better because of the way the apps are coded on the Android.
You learn things on Filthy, man.
Lumos, stop talking rubbish and give us your next pick.
I mean, it was all facts, but let's go to the Brazilian defender, Thiago Silva.
You are looking at my phone.
I'm not, man.
You're
I just know ball.
You're looking at my phone. It's winding me up now.
It's a great pick.
Is he the oldest? Is he the oldest pick so far?
Probably. Yeah, he's 38.
Yeah.
Because I checked my phone.
Wow.
What do you know about 38?
Which I think 38? If you're but somewhere between Jordy and Daz's age, that makes you 38.
Mm-hmm. You are.
In some timeline, I probably
that's
am.
That's the middle.
38 right now.
That's the middle. What? In some timeline?
You're that's on, a bit you too are deep. On the wrong that's show. You're definitely on the wrong that's show.
Right. I just gave you that one line. You're not ready for that one yet.
Oh my God.
You're a witch.
Croft.
Look at where Lumos came from.
I'm going to go for a man who personally, I believe, was the player of the World Cup.
Richarlison.
No.
He's not 30.
No, I'm going for Ziyech. Right wing.
He was good though, wasn't he?
Right, my second pick, because Thiago Silva has left me, I'm going to go back to my club and take Rafael Varane.
Good pick.
Oh, he was looking at my phone. Honestly, Lumos. Honestly, Lumos.
Jordy and Lumos are taking this game very seriously, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I can I tell.
It's been a long time. I did like my draft performance last time.
Really? Lumos, your next pick.
Actually, me. One sec.
How come you know what phone's good for content, but you don't know what like being on camera when it's your time is good for content?
No, because I had an idea, but I was thinking, do I pick him now or wait? But I'm just going to pick him now.
Okay.
I feel like wait, man. Yeah, if you're second guessing.
I'm going left back. Ashley Young.
Oh, that was my pick, man. You've taken Dan Byrne, and now you've taken Ashley Young. What the bomber clock?
Flipping on, man. It's worth mentioning that Ashley Young is without a club right now. So he might end up in Saudi Arabia. They let his contracts expire.
I didn't know that. Because when I look in the mirror, I don't even recognize myself. I got the heart of a winner.
That's not over 30 songs.
And you use auto-tune. You use auto-tune for sure.
You think?
100%.
You think? Well, come studio. Let me show you.
I'm going to add to my Jordan Henderson midfield with a midfielder I really like. Lippi doesn't like him. And I think he might be leaving the Prem already, despite only joining a Prem team in January. Jorginho.
That is weak.
That's a great pick.
That's weak.
Thank you.
If you don't have legs around him,
Jordan Henderson, bro.
True.
Not legs.
Oh, it's the most legs.
It's not legs. There's legs and running for no reason.
Jordan Henderson's basically a spider, bro.
You got two legless men in there.
No way.
He ain't got energy. N'Golo Kante's legs.
Well, he's in Saudi Arabia now.
No, but that's not finalised.
Yeah, it's not yellow banner confirmed.
Yes, no, they take a picture of him. Oh, is that fake?
It doesn't matter. He's not in the Prem.
Come on.
The AI's too good now.
Yeah.
PK Humble.
I'm going to go with one of the most solid over 30 centre-backs, but no one really recognises it. Connor Cody. Yeah.
So I have to interpret everything he says.
Yeah, because
now.
He hiccups, I thought he said Kondogbia.
I thought he was going Kalidou Koulibaly.
Oh, no. T.
That's what T, I did
man.
Say, though.
You're killing us, man. What are you doing, bro? We're running the episode.
That's what I said initially.
Spex Gonzalez. I think Connor Cody's probably been better.
I'm going to go with one of my favourite cartoon shows growing up. Because we said over 30s, right?
Yeah.
And what I liked about this cartoon, the guy never had no engine in his car.
Fair.
The car moved with just his feet.
Yeah.
Flintstones.
His name's Fred.
Yeah, very good.
Midfield right now.
Flintstones.
That was your favourite thing about the Flintstones.
That's his engine.
What do they used to talk about on the Flintstones?
Talk about. It's not a podcast.
They go through. But what did they used to do?
He was into dinosaurs.
He talk about rocks. And
he had a job.
Because Simpsons, I can tell you what they did in The Simpsons.
Do you remember Fred?
Wait, he's about to describe The Simpsons to us. What did they do in The Simpsons?
Mr. Burns had his power plant. Homer Simpson's now. And he used to go out for drinks.
Used to go out for drinks.
What was these boys' names?
I don't know them name.
Lenny, Harold.
Like, no.
Carl.
Kyle. Lenny
Carl.
And Kyle.
Carl.
What was the Indian one called?
Apu.
Apu. That's it. You see,
do you remember Fred Flintstone's wife's name?
I'm gonna go with Sandra.
Close.
She don't look like a Sandra. She looks like a Becky. I am horny.
Samantha. Sam.
Samantha.
Sasha.
Wilma.
Wilma. Oh, it's close.
Wilma. That's the one. Oh, I've never heard a girl called Wilma.
Bridget, isn't it?
Betty's the Bridget.
What was his best friend's name?
Barney.
Second name?
Rubble.
Hey, Barney.
You know what? You'd be great in a pub quiz.
All right. Not bad. You don't know Flintstone's challenge. Geordie. What was the name of the Flintstone baby?
Bam Bam.
Correct. Congratulations, Geordie. You know Flintstones.
Come on.
What was the name of Barney's G?
Pebbles.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that one. That's good.
Yes, bud, man.
Muggs, your next pick. This is a proper 30 plus draft. Quality.
Oh, man. Struggling. Alcantara.
Thiago.
Oh, that is a great pick.
Great pick.
And then...
you've got another pick now, Margs.
Is Harry Maguire for you?
Yes.
Let's go.
You're cooking, man.
Let's go.
You're cooking still.
Harry Maguire. Your team's filling up.
Innocent, but they want to lock Mags.
Specs.
Damn. This is killing me. We know we speak about consistency.
We do.
And over 30s are consistent. If they complain and they tweet, next week they'll complain in a tweet.
Yeah.
So I have to stick with my guy. I don't know why West Ham got rid of him. Craig Dawson.
Oh, that is a fantastic.
Good pick.
Fantastic shout. Good pick. I love that young man.
I'm going to come better though.
Pause. Yep. That's, I shouldn't say pause.
Yeah, stop saying pause. That's not your thing.
I'm sorry, yeah.
No, you're just saying pause, literally.
Pause, like the game.
Pause.
this is my hiccups.
That was a Flintstones hiccup.
Oi.
PK, your next pick.
He didn't play. Carlo Ancelotti.
Why are you looking at him for?
Carlo
Ancelotti.
Wait, who's he looking at?
Fabian Delf.
Dude, tell him I'll put it from 18, please.
The crowd is onto you about that, by the way. This is probably the last week where you can talk about FM18.
The crowd tell me what I can talk about.
I think some, when you hear that your jokes are running tired, you get upset. So here we go.
You get upset, yeah, so you start leg swinging.
I never leg swing. I'm one of the most strong mentally minded people on this show.
That's not true.
Nah, Lumos survived one dumping and she lived in his house. She just grabbed her bags and left.
And wrote it on the roof.
What kind of rubbish is that?
She told me.
PK, your pick.
I got no midfielders, innit? Centre midfield.
No.
Centre midfield, I like industrial guys, so I'm going to go with Kouyaté.
Specs, he's taking one of your players there.
Yeah, Kouyaté was in my mind. I was thinking about Kouyaté.
But he wasn't fast enough.
And he don't like
you.
He goes missing.
He won't like you.
He's injury prone.
White tongue.
Do you remember when he went out with... Do you remember when him and Balotelli dumped his girl and then Kouyaté started going out of her? Or maybe the other way around. Yeah, they were sharing
the
girl.
But he ain't got...
Fanny,
that's it.
Mario Lemina goes out of her now.
Who do you think got a bigger back? Jordy Woods or Jordy?
I'm going to say Jordy.
Woods.
Speaking of Woods, Laura Woods has basically did a farewell the other day.
Talking about Woods, my one touching the floor.
I'm going to go on my right-hand side. I'm going to play him on the right-hand side. He can play in the 10, but I like to shift him out wide. Bobby Reed.
Jamaican?
Yeah.
T, do you know he's... I'm sure I read something.
Who that?
He's
Cordoba
been one of the worst
Reed.
Players, stats-wise, this season.
Is that Cordoba Reed?
Yeah, Bobby Cordoba Reed.
In terms of, I think, goals, assists, dribbles... Yeah. He's very low.
He's very good though.
Yeah, he is.
This man is on my list, man.
Every time I watch him, I see good stuff, but statistically, there's nothing there.
Nothing.
He's one of the worst players in the league.
Lumos.
Right, well.
Your next pick.
That was going to be one of my Jamaican picks. But
no, it wasn't.
Go for another
one. No, it wasn't. You've been dumped.
Callum Wilson.
Okay.
Callum Wilson 30?
Yeah.
Oh my God, oh yeah. Ishak's coming through space for real.
Boys, I need a left-footed centre-back.
Geordie's pick.
I need a left foot centre back. Did you know that Tyrone Mings is 30?
Wow.
I saw him at the airport.
Was he an estate agent or something?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's all I see when I look
at him. And he's friends with Chucky.
Is it?
Yeah.
Raw.
Chucky goes to the Villa games.
I need another 30-year-old, and I have done zero research, so I'm completely freestyling right now.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick... I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Is Benson Core 30?
No.
All right, cool.
That's rude.
Why?
Because he's not even close.
All right, cool. This is probably the worst ever pick in a draft, and I'm putting him left back. His name's Ben Davis.
He's good, you know. Don't say worst. He's good.
It's the worst pick in the draft.
Ben Davies, right? And I don't know what I mean when I say this. He strikes me as being very unintelligent.
So you say that about a lot of footballers.
Yeah. No one get that from Ben Davies?
I honestly have never heard him speak.
I feel like he wakes up every day.
Eats Kellogg's.
Gets to the training ground.
Kellogg's.
Jollof. And forgets whether or not he's first team. He gets to he's Tottenham, but he gets there, he puts his kit on and goes, Am I in the team at the moment?
As a man that's just picked him, first of all, he's Welsh. As a man that's just picked him, I can't have that said about my player.
Okay, well, Tyrone Mings is very intelligent, so you got to balance.
Yeah, tactical now. So he's going to tell Ben Davis what to do and move him. By the way, Luke Shaw, it might be lying about his age. Because I just checked how old he is.
I checked as well. He's 28.
He's 27.
Yeah, but you lot signed him as a kid, though.
Brother.
I was fuming, man.
Lumos, you're up again.
Let's go back to Brazil.
Is that where your ex is from?
No.
I might kill my ex. Not the best
idea.
This
was like 5 years ago as well.
Yo, who sang that?
I don't remember.
SZA.
Yeah. I don't remember. It's a brand new song.
Oh, no, no, then. Willian.
Willian, okay, good pick. Good pick.
You know what? That's actually a good pick. Because he basically was, you know, me and you, we killed him. Remember on AFTV?
I wasn't around that year.
Of course.
That is literally the season I watched the least Arsenal matches.
All right, pal. All right, if you say so.
All right, pal.
All right, pal.
Anyone ask me about Willian season, I could tell you like 4 games I watched when he played because I didn't watch football that season.
Supporters player of the year.
Why didn't you watch football that season?
He got dumped. He got dumped.
No, that wasn't them times. It's like, It's like, when is it? Whatever the first season we had Willian was.
Lockdown.
Got this girl on lockdown.
Stop watching.
My next player is a right back. And I feel like I have to represent for my good friend, Savage Dan. I spoke to him today. He's at a boxing press conference.
Call you a good friend, by the way, but you're gone.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
You know what one man says? He's my best friend. But he never says it.
Everyone says that about PK when I'm out, by the way.
Is it?
What?
That you're his best friend.
I know PK, you know. That's my day one.
What?
I swear to God, every time I'm out.
Bro, stop lying, bro.
Oh, my days.
Stop lying, because you've never come with
these. How many day ones you got?
I've only got like 2-3 max.
Everyone says that to me. That's how I know you're a
what?
Finesser.
I think if you play for football teams, a lot of people are going to think they're your day one. Because you're around 25 people different periodically.
Right then, maths, periodic table.
That's chemistry.
I'm good. Oh, I went to King's College.
For uni.
Yeah, for uni.
To study IT.
Not IT.
Didn't even go Harvard.
Computer science.
Should have stayed at Yale.
Go Harvard.
My player anyway, representative for Savage Dan, is Seamus Coleman. Just got a new deal.
Oh, T.
Just got a new deal.
Shameless Coleman.
That's who I was supposed to go for.
PK Humble.
I'm going to go with my next player. It is...
I'm going to go for my next player. Is.
I'm going to go with Ogbonna. Not because...
Is he still Italian?
Is he still Italian?
He's a European champion in his own right.
Have you seen his head? He's got one of the worst head shapes in history. He's like...
Why is everyone looking at Dazza?
Ogbonna!
I didn't even know Dazza was there.
Ogbonna!
I didn't even say that.
Ogbonna!
Daru Ogbonna. Good pick, PK. That was out of left field. No one saw that coming. But the Specs have one from left field?
I don't.
Right field, I do.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Right field, I do.
Yeah. Specs, so, before you land, mm-hmm. I believe I'm going to like who you're going
to
say.
I agree with you. And this is why I'm going to basically put two hands on my shoulders while I explain to you why this player is very lucky to be a footballer. You know, there's a saying, miracles. I believe in miracles. Where you from, you sexy thing? Theo Walcott is that sexy thing.
Oh, we're out to do Southampton, yeah?
No.
Ooh!
He got relegated.
Not in the Prem.
You have to pick Luton, bro.
Brother, I just did this. My hands are still here.
I'm sorry.
The season ain't started yet, technically.
Come on.
The fixtures came out today. Last week.
We know that they're not a Premier League team. So I was a good intro. Thank you very much.
But go again.
Go again.
Old. I need a right winger now. Now you've killed me. I need a right winger.
Or a midfielder or a left back or goalkeeper or left winger.
T, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Sorry. I saw Scott Carson in the change room. Celebrating with Man City.
Yes.
Wait a minute. There's a man that's been on all of the foot managers I've played since I've been on this earth and since Mumsy was here. Is he still getting a wage?
Of course.
For Man City.
Yes.
Pick him.
I'm picking Scott Carson.
Good pick.
I'd rather watch his podcast than Ben Foster about Wrexham.
All right, then we'll look, yeah? It's Margo, innit?
Margs, you're up.
I weren't going to pick this player yet because I couldn't be bothered for loopholes yet. But what you just proved to me is it's a new day. Remember, the fixtures came out last week, so it's a new season. So I can take a loanee, right? Romelu Lukaku.
Shut up.
He's over 30.
Romelu Lukaku is 30.
That's a good one. Bob, that's a good one.
Oh, you can love Lukaku.
Yeah, he's 30, yeah. Romelu, 30 the other day.
Romelu Lukaku, boys.
Well done. You really played the game there.
Come on, man. Let's do it.
You're a real scumbag for that. Specs.
No, I've got two.
One more.
Oh, sorry.
You know what? Let me just get a goalkeeper quickly.
Go.
Emi Martinez.
Specs.
Do I have space for another midfielder?
You have space for another midfielder. You've got Idrissa Gueye and Fred.
Oh, I'm going to go. Yeah, I like that. I want energy in there. I want to go with one of my favourite players at my own club. Well, my former club, let's just say. I'm going to Mohamed Elneny.
That is an industrious midfield you've built there.
Yeah, man. Something told me 30. Lucky to make it, but we'll be in Trent Park with matching long johns with a short sleeve top. I like that.
PK Humble, what kind of pasta have you got?
I got penne pasta with bolognese.
Is that arrabbiata?
Nah, Fabianos.
Oh, is that prawns?
Yeah, and prawns.
Did you hear that?
Bolognese with prawns.
What, Wally? Is that arrabbiata? No, it's Vapiano's.
He said penne bolognese with prawns.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prawn bolognese.
Mm-hmm.
A little surf and turf.
Prawn bolognese. So whilst I was getting my prawn bolognese, I spoke to Jeffrey Schlock.
What did he say?
You playing him left back or midfield?
He ain't
30. Left back.
He better be.
He ain't 30.
Yes, he is.
He is.
When at Leicester? Oh, no, Crystal Palace.
But my man calls me uncle, bro.
He better
he calls
be
your uncle.
Oh, yeah, but you're of course
he calls me uncle, bro.
You're over 35.
You're older than him, bro.
I'm talking to Tigo.
Okay, sorry.
Tigo, he calls me uncle.
Yeah. And you call Dazza uncle.
No,
you don't. Ogbonna.
Oh, my days. Ogbonna.
Dazza's Italian, man. Dazza.
Dazza. That's a Dazza special recipe.
My last midfield slot. And listen, he played there this season, last season even, for Liverpool versus Napoli. And he had a torrid time. But I feel like there's still life in the old dog yet. He's moved to the South Coast. He's looking at big houses. His name's James Milner.
I thought he was going to say
Milner,
James
Henderson, Jorginho. Oh, trophies alone, boys.
I hate that. I hate your
Milner's on the same diet as Modric. Them guys, they're not. They're going to go to 42. Do you know the last
Modric?
Pair?
Modric.
Oh, Modric.
Modric. I don't want to call him Modric, by the way. Modric. T, do you remember 98 World Cup? There was a player playing at 42 years old.
Called?
Yekini.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay, you should have, because you was a big Nigeria fan, that's why.
Yeah, absolutely. Lumos, your next pick.
Luminio, I like that.
Oh, I
She definitely. That's not what you meant.
She definitely wasn't Brazilian.
She wasn't Brazilian.
Well, you know who is Brazilian? Alisson.
Right, play.
It's true.
You know what? You know what?
Is he 30?
This is good.
Yep.
This is good. This is good.
I couldn't take him anyway because I had two Liverpool.
Mm. But I told you, you said it's Edison and Emma. I said Emma, yeah.
I was hoping he'd make it back because I knew what Tigo was saying there. So.
Well, you ready?
Jordy.
The man I am about to pick can play as a defender, midfielder, and attacker.
David Pratton.
He is 32 years of age. He's just made it to Europe. His name is Pascal Gross.
Good. Where are you going to put him?
I don't know yet. I could put him right back.
You can't play him up front.
No, I could put him right back though.
What?
Yeah, you can play him right back.
Pascal Gross at right back?
What?
Daz, what's going on?
What are you talking about? You ain't seen that?
No.
Yeah, they're playing with that.
No, but what the Deserby does. Yeah, but come on, boys. Come
yeah,
on.
This, that's,
we're
that's,
not doing that.
That's
we're
the football
player. You're not Deserby.
That's the football
player.
You're
Jordy. You're not the Jordy.
The Jordy.
Are you the Jordy?
I can be.
All right, then do it then.
Right, I'm going to put him in the midfield.
Oh, okay.
In the midfield.
Center midfield.
T, what do I need left?
You need a striker, a right back, and a goalkeeper.
You ready for me to freestyle? How old's Kiefer Moore?
Old enough.
Put him up top.
Wow.
I've done that for you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you gave me a condom there. So I back you.
Thank you, Greg.
With the condom on?
Whoa.
Hey.
That's rule then. That's a Monday night rule.
Baba, just finish your pasta.
Lumos.
Pasta.
Was your ex European?
Lumos.
The player I'm going for.
Oh, that's a yes. That's a yes.
Scandinavian heartbreaker.
Snow Bunny.
I'm a heartbreaker. I'm a heartbreaker. I'm only a heartbreaker. JLS.
What? You don't remember that song?
What?
I'm a heartbreaker. I'm a heartbreaker.
Tayo Cruz.
Yeah, of course.
Was it Tayo Cruz?
Yeah, of course. Who sang it?
I don't know. It was one of them. I know that song. I'm a heartbreaker.
You should know. That's
that
your
was
brother.
Tiny Tempo.
Yeah, it couldn't be JLS because he
it's
was
your brother. You saw him in tape.
He was in JLS, was he?
Well, him. Heartbreaker.
Oh yeah, you're singing it bad. Yeah.
Oh, it's my fault.
Lumos, were you together for 6 months or more?
More.
Okay.
That's why you cried. Pick. You can't cry for 6 months. Come on.
She didn't even do a season.
The player is Ben Me.
Do what?
Yo.
I said the player is
Ben Me.
Yo. What's the player doing? What's his name?
Me.
No, what's his first name?
Ben.
What's his name?
His first name is Ben.
His surname?
And his last name is Me.
Say Benjamin. Benjamin Me.
What? We should have been mature, man. This is a 30 plus draft.
Yeah, let's grow up. Let's all grow up.
But you know, the 30 pluses are more immature than.
Yeah. I mean, watch it is what it is.
I am going to make a pick now. I hope everyone's excited about my pick. And I'm going to pick someone who, you know what? I thought about it and I've decided to ruin Spex's team.
T, before you land, I think.
Oh, no, it's right. You've done. You're cool.
Before you land, I think I'm going to like this.
Nah, I was gonna pick a player that I had a feeling he was going to pick, but he didn't pick him. So now I'm moving on.
Doesn't matter.
Joining Lewis Dunk in central defense is a man similar in height. But this one may be a little bit more finished in the Premier League at the top level as a regular starter. Cameroonian Joel Matip.
I had him and I took him out.
Why? He's too good for your team.
Nah, I just wanted two white centre backs.
PK, you're up.
Is it, yeah?
I believe so.
Swear. Was it your turn, yeah?
PK, you're up, man.
I'm alive. I'm erect, to be precise.
Be less precise.
Be less precise.
It's not showing. I need a striker.
No bulge, nothing. No bulge, nothing.
No bulge. You're talking about your thing doesn't even touch the side of your waist.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
I can prove it, but you have to wait it stands up.
Then it don't count. It's offside.
A striker and two midfielders.
You can lie on your belly on the boner.
All right, we're finished, man.
You can lie on your belly.
We're finished, man. That's it.
And I'll touch the ceiling.
We're finished, man. YouTube advert now.
You don't feel no pain, nothing.
I'll touch the ceiling. That's it. I'll be floating. You'll feel I'm floating.
Big dick freestyle dropping so soon. PK.
Who would you pick?
What, up top for you? Jamie Vardy.
I know who I'd pick for you. His middle name is Francois Maria.
You know what, yeah? I like where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's relegated. You can't pick him.
His middle name's Francois Maria.
Is it, yeah?
Mm.
Is he black?
He's white. Where go?
Oh! You know what it is? My striker don't need to do nothing.
Then the striker I'm giving you is perfect.
The wingers are going to do their thing.
Well, there's Weggles. A striker.
I want Weggles. I don't want that one there.
Yeah, that's his name.
Because he's a work... I like work alcoholics.
Wout, Francois, Maria,
it's true, because Salah and Mahrez will score.
Yeah, and then Salah, Mahrez is going to be on the left and he's going to cross it into Weggles.
That's right, Mahrez on the left. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Specs. You need a left back and you need a right winger and a left winger.
I'm going to go with a huge surprise right now.
Oh, wow.
A huge surprise. I'm willing to bet that none of us will be surprised.
But this player here, Greg, was once a Gooner.
Once a Gooner, always a Gooner.
Once a Gooner. But you know, because the OGs over 30, sometimes over 30s, they fly, live in another country for a bit, and they realize big mistakes after 6 years, because they get dumped. You know what I mean? Sometimes they go to Thailand.
By European girlfriends who they were with for more than 6 months.
Yeah. But they come back. Yeah? Long hair, looking good. His name is Luke Freeman, inside forward.
Relegated.
Plays for Luton.
Oh, of course he does, yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking Luke Ayling. Great pick. Great pick. He was in that great Arsenal youth team, wasn't he? Was he in there with Wilshere?
Of course.
Yeah.
T? Wonder Kid.
Nah.
Oh yeah, we're jamming.
Jamie Edge was a wonder kid. Jamie Edge was a wonder kid.
Luke Freeman was a wonder kid. Wenger described him as a better finisher than Anelka.
I don't think he ever had wonder kid status.
You keep arguing me.
Margs.
Boys, that was the pick of the day.
You need a left back, right winger, left winger.
Left back, right winger, left winger.
Yep.
I'm struggling there, boys. All right, cool. Left back. Don't know whether he liked it or not, but Jose would have done it, man. Ivan Perisic.
That's a good one.
Left back.
Well, left wing back, he could do the same thing. This is a different shape. You can do it.
I mean.
We're going to vote? Do we want to vote?
Didn't you stop me from picking Perisic?
No.
He plays left wing back. Okay, would he play left wing back?
No, he would play left wing back. But when he done the left back, Lucas will literally pump them.
So he's going to be.
Let him loose.
As long as you know.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, he's going to be there.
The OGs, they'll complain. They'll say this manager doesn't know what he's doing.
Oi.
UNH. Unhappy.
UNH.
Right. All right, you can have him at left back, fine. Actually, you know what we're going to do?
Vote.
We're just going to put Cesar Azpilicueta there and then put Perisic at right wing back.
What?
Inverted?
Yeah.
Let's go. I'm on that.
That's even worse.
Nah, I think he'll cook from there.
Inverted?
Yeah.
At right back? Perisic?
Yeah.
My God, UNH19.
All right, Margs, your next pick.
Your team is rubbish.
I can't use a Leeds player, can I?
No. What do you mean?
Oh my God, I'm all that. I'm all left wing, right wing. All right, Junior Stanislas.
Yes.
Let's go.
Great pick.
I like what you're doing.
Let's go.
I like what you're doing.
Junior Stanislas at Bournemouth. I love it.
Let's go.
Specs, how you feeling?
This next pick is someone that Greg messaged. And, you know, we've got to give Greg his shine and his light and his armour. And he's someone that knows myself, Sharky, Harry Pinero, and Young Philly really well. Didn't say nothing to Tigo, Felix, or Greg on the day. His name is Lucas Moura.
He's left.
Yeah.
When did he leave? When?
Yes.
When did he leave?
Because he doesn't have a club yet. We could probably count him.
Oh, no, I have him. It's not like it's Haaland.
Let me Google it.
Google it.
If you don't have a club yet and he played last season.
Because if not, T, I'll give you one more right now.
Count him.
Nah, Crystal Palace are eyeing him. So chances are he stays in the
Prem. No, take him out, T.
No, that's fine.
I'll put Billy Sharp in there if you want.
Is Billy Sharp still a chef?
Yeah.
Billy Sharp is still a Premier League premier right now.
I want to know what his promotion bonus was.
Billy Sharp is back. What do you want? Billy Sharp or Lucas Moura?
Does that mean, has he been released?
No. Look at the MPD Cycler. Look at it.
His contract's up this summer.
No, it's been extended to 2023.
What are you talking about?
It's 2023 today.
Oh, yeah. FM18. Sorry, crowd. Kill me on that one.
Billy Sharp extended to 2023. Like, he saw the news in Football Manager. BK Humble.
I got two midfielders.
We're asking for you to pick one of two midfielders. Bear in mind your last pick was...
You don't know ball. You don't know ball. Cheeky me cheeky. You don't know ball.
Can I suggest one? And I know...
Your pipe is small. Your pipe is small. Cheeky me cheeky. Your pipe is small.
Because the guy who's talking about your penis size will be annoyed.
Why? Who is it?
Chris Wood.
Mizzy, 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 Mizzy.
Sorry. Chris Wood.
John Fleck.
John Flick.
Fleck.
Is he back?
He's black.
Is John Fleck back?
Is Ollie Byrne back?
Ollie McBurney. Not Ollie Byrne. I don't know.
Wait, sorry. I think he left, you know.
We love you, Scottish.
Who? Ollie McBurney.
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
We love you. Are you not all done giving me suggestions
yes,
and ideas?
Yes, we're done giving you suggestions.
I want to live my own life and live a life that I would want to live.
McBurney is still there.
So I'm going to go with Xhaka.
He's not 30.
Yeah, he is.
What? Is Xhaka 30?
Yes.
Oh, he's not 30.
Xhaka's not 30.
You
30.
Don't know boo.
You don't know boo. He's got you there. He's got you
is
there.
Is he 30
for
you? Don't yeah, know boo.
You don't know boo. You don't know boo.
That was my nailed on next pick.
What? Xhaka?
Who do you want coming? Hamza. Who do you want going? Dazza.
I'm building my team based on players that I've spoken about in the past.
Built true to yourself.
So up front for me is almost as useless as Chris Wood or Danny Ings, is Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
Do we really have to bring back on the show?
I hear it. See, he's leaving, man.
Oh, he wishes.
Okay.
Lumos.
PK's made it very difficult for me now.
I know,
picking
man.
Xhaka,
I know,
but
man.
I'm going to go with Jonjo Shelvey.
See, you know what? I'm really interested to see Lumos, is, you know, he's 11. Because he's picked some surprises, man. Jonjo Shelvey.
That's bad.
I know where he's got his picks from.
Oh, okay. What colour is he? Exactly. Go on.
That's bad.
Jordy.
What do I need, T?
Goalkeeper and right back.
Right, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get my goalkeeper out of the way.
Okay.
This is... His name's Bern Leno. I got nothing more to say about him.
Good goalkeeper.
Wonder kid in my game.
Right, well, the right back I'm going to go for is definitely a panic buy. And he went to school with Tigo, and Tigo showed me a fish and chip shop where they have a picture of him up.
Yep.
On the
went
wall.
To my primary school.
His name is Nathaniel Kleine.
He went to your school, yeah?
In primary school, yeah.
Yeah, him and Tigo used to share milk.
You had they gave you milk instead of juice?
No, we never had milk.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You did. I can tell.
And that's your full team.
Yeah, man.
But Lumos, you're going to complete your full team now with a last midfielder.
Yes. Going to the east side. West Ham, Lanzini.
So you know what? What have you seen? What have you? Because Oli, I've never heard you talk about these players. I'm shocked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, now I get why your ex got rid of you.
His phone's very big.
I know what players are good, and I just checked the age to verify.
So what position does Lanzini play?
He's playing in the midfield.
Oh, good. Oh, that's cool. We're doing well. He's in better than Dazza.
All right, look. I got a few goalkeeper options. I want someone on the upswing. And it's rare that you find someone in their 30s.
That is class.
Who's on the up.
That is class.
And you didn't pick him.
Blondie.
He's at Brighton and Hove Albion.
Blondie.
And he's hard as steel.
Hard as what?
Bulls of steel.
James Steel.
Hard as
James Steel.
I mean, Jed Steel.
Jed Steel.
There's a Jed Steel though.
And a Jed Spence.
What's his
Jed
name?
Jed Spence. You can still Jason Jed Spence. Steel.
Luke. Jason Steele. Jason Steele.
There's a few Steels. When you type in S-T-E-L-E, there's a few
yeah,
in the championship.
S-T-E-E-L-E.
I'm going to move Serge Aurier into the midfield.
No, you're not.
And put Jed Spence at right.
Jed Spence is not 30.
He plays for North. Oh, man.
What do you need? A midfielder?
I need people that are consistent. Decore.
Abdoulaye Decore.
He's not very consistent.
Specs.
You need a left back.
So two people, you've taken Dan Byrne and someone else took another left back of me. So now I may need you lot's help, but it has to be a bad OG, someone that doesn't match clothes in Trent.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Or when it's hot, they wear black, like what Daz is wearing now.
Well, I've got one who somehow played left back last season. Not the season just gone, the season before.
What's his? Give me his initials.
MD.
MD. MD. D. D.
He's been out on loan this year, but the year before, somehow he played left back.
Mateus.
In a team that qualified for the Champions League.
Mateus.
And
Bellman.
He's a right back. Right wing back. And he's Irish.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
And he plays for Tottenham.
Oh, come on, bro.
Doherty.
Yep.
What?
I said Doherty.
Where are you going on to?
Atletico.
Yeah.
I need him. He went Atletico.
Yeah.
And what, did he play there as well?
I really don't know, you know.
I didn't track that.
I remember the move, but I didn't follow him. Who? Nah, Joe Wald, he's
I was going to fizz.
I don't know one that's married.
I was going to fizz a player at you. His initials is LK. I haven't checked his age.
Say it.
Leon Knight.
Levin Kozawa.
Yeah, he's over 30.
Too many tattoos. I don't. None of my players have got tattoos.
You don't, that's not true at all.
Brilliant. Adam Smith.
He's a right back.
He's a right back though, yeah. If you're happy with that.
So why could he get that, but I couldn't get Jed Spence?
What?
Because he's over 30.
Yeah, but he's the right back.
Moggs, you have one wide attacking position left to fill.
You know what? Let me inject some youth into the team.
You can't.
That's against the rules.
Jesse Lingard.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
he's 30.
That's injecting youth, man.
You know what?
That is injecting youth.
I'll
boys.
Be honest. It's pick of the draw for me.
Jesse Lingard. To get that in the last pick is a good pick.
It's pick of the draw for me.
What? Yeah. Over Luke Freeman?
Of course. Of course.
Are we ready to hear these teams?
Let's go.
No, my ears are going to bleed.
We should do like an under 25s versus over 30, see what happens.
What draft?
Yeah.
That's class. Everyone remember their team.
Geordie, yes. Your team. In goal, Bernd Leno. Left back, Ben Davies. Right back, Nathaniel Klein. Centre backs, Tyrone Mings and Raphael Varane. Midfield, Kevin De Bruyne, Casemiro, Pascal Gross. Forwards, Wengmin Son, Hakim Ziyech, Kiefer Moore.
There's quality in there, but it's a show. It's weird. It's a weird one. There's
it's
a
all
lot
over
of
the house.
Yeah,
what's that song? DEE, all over the house.
Skepta. All over the house.
You don't know bars.
That's not a bar. That's a song.
You don't know songs.
They thought the all over the house video would crush me.
Are we doing over 30 managers?
Jordy, I need your team name.
My team name is going to be Garage Nation.
Yeah. Lumos, a.k.a. Luminio, a.k.a. heartbroken by a European he was with for more than 6 months, who lived with him at the time, hasn't recovered.
Definitely recovered.
In goal, Alisson. So left back, Ashley Young. Right back, Kieran Trippier. Centre backs, Thiago Silva and Ben Mee. Midfield, Christian Eriksen, Manuel Lanzini and Jonjo Shelvey. Forwards, Wilfred Zaha, Callum Wilson and Willian.
That's a good team, but you killed my midfield, man. PK,
that's
man.
Tough, man.
Everyone are just old.
It's tough.
They're just old, basically.
Oh, jeez. We love this, man.
33 pace.
It's a decent team.
Team names, Freedom Passes.
Okay,
I like that.
You know, all of this is directed at... All these jokes, by the way, because you know he's... How old are you?
Same age as you.
One of you is younger.
Who?
One of us.
Yeah. Of course.
Find out next week.
Someone has to be younger.
One of you is younger. I can't tell who. I can't
their
tell.
Their ages are very close to each other. To
is it?
Yeah, yeah.
Who looks younger?
I don't make me answer that. Please.
I'm waiting. Let him land.
Well, Marcus, congratulations. You win.
All right, let's go.
Well, he looks younger than me.
Yes.
It's only because you're darker. You're doing your colour. You're a colourist.
All you mummies on Twitter, go for Jordy, please.
Honestly, it's nothing to do with colour. It's more to do with clothing.
Okay, who's better looking?
Better looking? Oh, sorry, Muggs.
Yes. That's cool.
What are we doing now?
I'll tell you that.
Sorry, cool.
It's a draw.
It's a draw.
So make it golden goal. Last goal wins.
All right, BK, which one would you do?
Nah, full-time whistle's been blown. Full-time whistle's been blown. Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Mark's be waiting to see what he says. Mark's like,
Mark, shut up.
Mark's going to text PK later. Yo.
What? Seriously?
All right. Tigo's team is in goal, Jason Steele. Left back, Dan Byrne. Right back, Seamus Coleman. Centre backs, Lewis Dunk and Joel Matip. Midfield, James Milner, Jordan Henderson, and Jorginho.
Mm-mm.
Forwards, Bobby Reid, Danny Welbeck, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang.
So you see your front three is unbalanced. It's unbalanced.
The whole team, they can't move. There's no legs in there. That's tough.
Your midfield has no legs.
They can't move.
It's the worst one, T.
Tough.
My team.
You're not good at drafts, you know. I've noticed you haven't been good at drafts for like.
No legs.
Your midfield has no legs.
Yeah.
My team is called Bashment Brunch. PK Humble.
Yeah.
Your team. In goal, Jose Sarr. Left back, Jeffrey Schlupp. Right back, Serge Aurier. Centre backs, Connor Cody and Angelo Ogbonna.
Tough, man.
In midfield, Granit Xhaka, Cheku Keyate, and Abdoulaye Doucouré. Wow. They aren't all the same player. Aren't those three the same player?
Wow, though.
And you forwards, Mohamed Salah, Wout Weghorst, and Riyad Mahrez.
Oh, it's tough over there, man.
By the way, Riyad Mahrez is playing on the left.
And he's cutting in into the left as well. He cuts in and turns around.
Was the aim of these teams to be bad? Was we trying to make these teams bad?
Just old. Just old.
PK, what's your team's name?
Coffin Dodgers. Coffin Dodgers galoo.
Specs, you ready for your team?
Yep.
In goal, Scott Carson. Left back, Adam Smith. Right back, Kyle Walker. Centre backs, Tim Ream and Craig Dawson. Midfield, Idrissa Gueye, Fred and Mohamed Elneny. Forwards, Luke Freeman, Mikel Antonio and Billy Sharp.
Bloody hell, it's tough.
Class.
What's your team's name?
The Locks.
JD Kiss is still hanging around.
Come allow it now.
JD Kiss has got grandkids, you know.
But I know. Coming to flipping London to flipping perform.
JD Kiss is a granddad.
Yes.
We need to do a granddad rappers draft.
No, maybe not.
Why not?
We haven't done a rapper draft yet. You're going to start with rappers and granddads.
It's mega interesting, man. Rappers that are granddads.
Stevie J. I know the answer to your question.
No, not Stevie J.
Do you want to hear your team? It's an emphatic yes.
Yes, please.
Oh, sorry. For a second, I thought it was Greg. And then I had to look and check. But I already touched it.
Did you touch him and say allegedly?
Allegedly, yeah.
Marks wants to leave us so bad.
In goal. It's not Emmanuel, it's Emiliano Martinez.
Okay,
Emi Martinez. Left back, Cesar Azpilicueta. Right back, Ivan Perisic. Centre backs, Virgil van Dijk and Harry Maguire.
You take it.
Midfield, number 5, Thomas Partey, Ilkay Gundogan and Thiago. Forwards, Junior Stanislas, Romelu Lukaku and Jesse Lingard.
Wait, they are in trouble up there. They are in trouble up there.
What's the name of your team?
Ben and Geriatrics.
You went with a different angle. I like it.
Hey. Ben and Geriatrics.
Buzz.
Quick question. Does anyone think their team would stay in the Prem?
I think we would, you know, on goal difference.
100% Garage Nation is staying up.
Nottingham Forest needed Brennan Johnson and Morgan Gibbs-White. They needed some youth.
Yeah, Billy Sharp and Luke Freeman won't. First 5 games class. After that,
how come Ziyech is the youngest in my team?
Yeah, but Lingard and Stanislas are like youth.
Jordy's Kiefer Moore kills you.
Nah, man, it's pin up play.
Who's your centre forward?
Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. But actually, do you know what? I've just decided he's on the left and Welbeck's up front.
Wait there, because Perisic, Azpilicueta, Maguire and Van Dijk don't leak goals.
Perisic is a right back, bro.
He's inverted, bro.
You've got him right back.
Yeah, right back.
Yeah, but he's playing 3-box-3. Tell him.
These are crazy. It's an inverted right back.
You're not the Zerbi.
So you're DeMargs.
You're DeMargs.
You're DeMargs, yeah. You're not
I'm DeMargsy.
Crowd, let us know who we didn't pick. Mm. I can give you a few people we didn't pick, such as Fraser Forster, João Moutinho, Neto.
Mm-hmm. Scott Carson.
Scott Carson did get picked. Edouard Mendy didn't get picked. Pontus Janssen.
Mm-hmm.
Kalidou Koulibaly.
Mm.
And see if you can make up a team of over 30s that we didn't pick. And also, yeah, man, thanks for coming.
Subscribe.
Subscribe to the channel, filthy5.com.
Pay us.
Pay.
Please.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.